If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
On the map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, welcome to On the Map. Tonight, we visit Ludington, Michigan. Ludington is where the charm of a small town meets the grandeur of Lake Michigan's shoreline. Nestled amidst natural beauty, Ludington beckons you to discover a world of tranquility and adventure. You can explore their pristine beaches, witness breathtaking sunsets, and immerse yourself in a community that embraces the simple pleasures of life. From the iconic Ludington State Park to the vibrant downtown, every corner of Ludington tells a story waiting to be uncovered. Whether you're a nature enthusiast, history buff, or someone simply seeking respite from the hustle and bustle, Ludington has something for everyone. To talk about it all is Brandy Miller, Executive Director from PureLuddington.com, and she joins us on the map. Welcome in, Brandy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know you're on a pretty big lake. That's all I know about Ludington. No, I'm kidding. I know you're on. You're on Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful historic place, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. We are, as you mentioned, just a small town right on Lake Michigan shoreline, about an hour and a half north of Grand Rapids, which might be a nearby point for those listening in the Chicago area, and about an hour and a half south of Traverse City, another Michigan destination you might be familiar with. So very convenient, but really a kind of respite, as you mentioned, for people who are really looking to kind of slow down, take in some of the charm and history and outdoor adventure that we offer. But it's a wonderful place to live, and we're excited to open the doors and welcome guests to come and experience and visit for themselves.
With the expressway traffic that we have here, 3.5 to 4 hours by car does not sound like a long drive at all.
No, not at all. It's not a 3.5-4 hour by car. And, you know, we also have the SS Badger, which is a cross lake ferry that travels through the warm weather months between Ludington and then Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So you can kind of start your trip once you board the ship there in Manitowoc and take a little shortcut across the lake.
Yeah, how long is that trip to take the ferry?
It's a 60-mile trip across the lake, and it's about a 4-hour journey. But on board there are a ton of amenities for people to enjoy. So it really is like your vacation starts once you're on board.
Love that. Love that. The water's the big focus, of course. It's, you know, the unsalted Lake Michigan is stunning throughout all seasons, but it's particularly known for its magnificent salmon population. And there's a lot to go around that with these fishing tournaments and so forth that you have throughout the summer.
Yeah, fishing is a large part of why people love coming to Ludington. Our location along Lake Michigan, we're between the two points really on Michigan shoreline, which is really nice natural habitat for a lot of great fishing. We have a number of charter fishermen that you can charter and take your family or your friends out, and they're the pros, so they'll put you right on top of the fish. But we are the number one salmon fishing port in Michigan, so you can definitely expect to snag something when you're out on the big lake. But yes, fishing is a huge attraction for people. And then we have a number of scenic rivers and inland lakes that fishing is also year-round, something that people really enjoy when they're here.
There's also miles of sugar sand beaches. I mean, that's really what it's all about, because the shoreline in Ludington on Lake Michigan is about 28 miles, right?
Yes. Yeah. We have stretches of over 28 miles, as you mentioned, of that really fine sugar sand. And really, it rivals some of the best beaches in the country. So we have multiple beaches and a lot of a publicly available shoreline for people to enjoy, depending on what they're looking for. Certainly some more secluded, more peaceful stretches north and south of Ludington proper. Ludington State Park has great access along Lake Michigan, and they have an inland beach at Hamlin Lake Beach. But Stearns Park Beach is one of the most popular beaches here in Ludington. It's second to none with tons of amenities there.
Yeah, there's volleyball courts, mini golf, playgrounds, you know, just great areas to just sit and relax and eat, too. I mean, there's concessions throughout there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got new concessionaires there, and they really have it's become a destination for dining down there at those concession stands. But as you mentioned, there's great things for families and individuals to enjoy. If you know, just sitting in the sand and taking in the views isn't enough. And then obviously we have two beautiful lighthouses that are accessible for people visiting. And the North Breakwater Lighthouse is also there at Stearns Park Beach. So you can kind of take a little break and walk out on the end of the breakwall there and climb to the top and amazing views of the shoreline in Lake Michigan.
Yeah, the lighthouses are a big, big deal there. I mean, there's the Big Sable, the Ludington North Breakwater, as you mentioned, and it's a thing to do, really, from May through the fall, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. They are, as I mentioned, open to the public. And the Sable Point Lighthouse Keepers Association, they are volunteer run. So there are actual lighthouse keepers that are there to learn the history of the lighthouses. Big Sable Lighthouse is accessible out at Ludington State Park. It's a little bit of a hike out to the lighthouse. They do have scheduled bus days, so you can take a bus ride out there and skip that long walk if you'd like. But those are historic lighthouses. You can learn a ton. And as I mentioned, once you get to the top, really some spectacular views of the shoreline and all the Lake Michigan views as well.
We're talking to Brandi Miller, Executive Director from Pure Ludington, pureludington.com. And there's more after a look at your traffic.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking to Brandi Miller, Executive Director from Ludington, Michigan, pureludington.com. There is a lot. We were talking a little bit about getting there and the beautiful beaches and the lighthouses surrounding it, but there's such a vibrant outdoor recreation area. If you love the outdoors, there's trails and so many activities that you can do as well.
Yeah, I mean, Ludington State Park is kind of the top state park in Michigan. That's kind of the central hub of a lot of our outdoor activity. But our location along Lake Michigan, you know, whether you're looking for some water activities all the way into the woods, we kind of can tell everyone we've got a great mix of woods and water experiences. So hiking, biking, paddling, camping, backpacking, all of those things. We've got some more urban trails that are a little more centrally located, not far from the downtown or some of the other nearby attractions, but certainly Ludington State Park is a great place to really enjoy a ton. They've got miles of scenic trails. I mentioned the beaches, access of paddling along Lake Michigan and Hamlin Lake, which is the inland lake. And people love to float down the Big Sable River, which splits the park as well. So, and they are going to be reopening here in July. They've been closed for a bit, doing some upgrades there. We're excited to have those new improvements there, expanded parking lots, some paved roads and trails, just to increase some of the better beach access and path connections. So a lot of great upgrades. So if you haven't been out to Ludington State Park in a while, it'd be a great spot to check out if you're looking for some outdoor fun.
Yeah, you can charter some boats too. I mean, there's so much to do. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about the south side of Ludington and talk a little bit about the Buttersville Peninsula.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, south of Ludington, as I mentioned, you know, Ludington proper, there's a lot of things happening, but south, one of the great beaches that people really love to enjoy is Buttersville Beach, and that's out on the peninsula. Buttersville Campground is nearby. We always say that's like a great alternative if you can't get into Ludington State Park and you're looking to camp. It's situated right there on a bluff there that overlooks Lake Michigan, and Buttersville Beach stretches there. Definitely a more secluded beach, but beautiful views. You can actually see the lighthouse and Stearns Park Beach from there as well. There aren't as many amenities, but you can also bring your pet with you. So if your dog wants to enjoy a beach day with you, it's a great secluded place, but still nearby other things. There are some great attractions nearby. If you want to take in Pure Marquette Winery is near Buttersville Beach. The historic White Pine Village is out that way. There's just some great attractions if you want to break up your beach day at Buttersville Beach.
Yeah, this historic White Pine Village that you mentioned. I mean, there's like 29 museum buildings and sites from the past. It's really focused on Ludington's rich maritime history, right?
Yep, there's the historic White Pine Village. Yeah, really, that is living history. You can walk through, as you mentioned, there are a number of historic exhibit buildings, everything from our first courthouse to a schoolhouse. You can see a large steam locomotive there. There are a lot of great attractions as you walk through that village, really kind of depicting our rich lumbering history, agricultural history that really makes up a lot of, Mason County and Ludington's early days. That is operated by the Mason County Historical Society, and they also have the Port of Ludington Maritime Museum, which is in the old Coast Guard station and located on the other side of the peninsula. And yes, that is very much focused on our rich maritime history, everything from fishing to the car ferries and all of that. So two great museums, high quality and wonderful learning opportunities to kind of appreciate what makes up kind of the history and culture of our community.
Well, and then there's a lot of just local, great local events too, you know, from farmers markets, live music, art fairs, craft beer festivals. There's something going on all the time, but the official kickoff to summer in downtown Ludington is the Love Ludington Weekend. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we consider ourselves an all-season destination, but summer really is the pinnacle for us. And mm-hmm. so we do a big official kickoff weekend. We call it Love Ludington Weekend. This year, we are it's June 5th through the 9th. We've really pushed out the weekend.
Yeah.
It's a long weekend. But we've got everything from a giant street party. We shut down the streets of downtown Ludington, live music, great family-friendly activities, and it's all open and free to the public. There are also opportunity to come on board the SS Badger while it's in port. They're going to have a fundraising event for a local organization, but a great opportunity to explore places of the ship that, if you're riding typically across, are closed off because of staff and things like that. So they'll be doing some great behind-the-scenes tours. They'll have live music, drinks, food all on board. Blessing of the Boats is another key piece of Love Ludington Weekend. Opportunity for anyone to come who's got a maritime vessel to have their vessel blessed and wish them a great and safe season ahead, as we have a lot of boaters and watercraft vehicles that enjoy our harbor. And then we do a beach cleanup at Stearns Park Beach. And we also are welcoming the Back to the Bricks Classic Car Tour to downtown Ludington on Monday.
That's cool. Yeah.
So we'll have about 250 classic cars filling the streets of downtown Ludington, and also have some live music and opportunity for people to explore downtown. So it's packed and a little something for everybody.
Absolutely. And then there's the West Shore Art Fair that's happening the weekend after Independence Day.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's Art Fair at Rotary Park, the West Shore Art Fair. It's a two-day event. Rotary Park is situated right near downtown Ludington, but between downtown proper and Stearns Park Beach, so a great spot to check out some great fine art. It is a juried show, so you can catch some really beautiful and creative art and take a piece home with you. So that's definitely one of the highlights. There's another art fair later in August as well at the park, and great opportunity to really embrace art in our community, a lot of public art, and that is a big show, July 5th and 6th.
And then you've got the Sunset Beach Bonfires happening June 26th, July 31st, August 28th at Stearns Park Beach. But then everybody loves Yacht Rock, and you've got this Rhythm and Dunes concert happening end of July, early August.
Yes, yeah. West Shore Bank here in Ludington hosts Rhythm and Dunes concerts every summer. They are down at Waterfront Park, which is situated between our two marinas and overlooks the harbor. Beautiful setting for an outdoor concert. These are also free, so you can join thousands who come into the park. And as you mentioned, Yacht Rock will be kicking off their two-part series on July 26th. And then they've got a pop rock band that'll be headlining the August 2nd show. But great opportunity, and those are fundraisers for our local music programs at our local high schools, and they are a really big deal. People definitely plan their weekends and vacations around when Rhythm and Dunes concerts are happening here in Ludington.
And then still in August, you've got the Suds on the Shore Craft Beer and Wine Festival. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Suds on the Shore Craft Beer and Wine Festival, August 16th, also at Rotary Park. They fill the park with probably between 60 and 70 different craft beer and wine vendors. Tickets are on sale and are often sell out, but it's a great afternoon checking out the growing craft beer scene and local wineries. They tend to keep very much local to the Midwest of who's invited to come show off. And it's a great afternoon in one of our beautiful parks, as I mentioned.
And there's a great dining scene there as well.
Yeah, downtown Ludington, we continue to have a lot of unique offerings. That's one of the things we hear is like, for a small town, wow, your dining scene is really happening. And whether you're looking for, you know, some outdoor dining overlooking the harbor, you can find that at Jamesport Brewing Company. We've got rooftop decks like at Blue Moon. Sticks, which is on your way out towards Ludington State Park, has a beautiful outdoor beer garden. They've got concerts all summer long as well, but a great venue for food, entertainment, but we've really got a great offering of a little bit of everything. So downtown's dining scene is definitely happening and a lot to check out. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention House of Flavors ice cream. That is,
yeah, it's a big one.
Everybody's stop, yeah. Morning, noon, or night. You got to get an ice cream cone here in Ludington at House of Flavors.
And, of course, when you're getting there's a variety of places to stay. I mean, it's something for everyone. Bed and breakfast, cabins, resorts, hotels, and you can do a little campground, too.
Absolutely, yes. Yep, whether you're traveling with a large group or looking for something a little more intimate, maybe a weekend getaway, yes, there is surely something for everybody.
Brandi Miller, she's the executive director from PureLuddington.com. Brandi, always a pleasure talking to you, and we'll see you up there sometime this summer.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.